The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. So, send us an email right now, instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. We're having a very cold day up here today, but it's okay, normal for this time of the year. I remember seeing minus 23 on my temperature gauge in the car the other day, and I thought, wow, what a way to live. But it is what it is, and we try to make the best of it. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to all the listeners. Thank you for being a part of the show. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness and to wake you up so you could live the life that was intended for you. So you could see how easy it is to maneuver your way through life when you have the right guide. We teach you how to connect to your spiritual guides. Some call it angels. We teach you to connect to the ones who know the path, to the ones who could put you on the path that you need to be on. How to wake up and realize that we've been living a life that is camouflaged, how we're living a life that wasn't intended for us, and we chase everything, and we chase until the end of our days. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being a part of the show. We want to cover a few things today and a couple of topics that I want to touch on. Before that, get comfortable, settle in, enjoy the show. You will be raised up to your full potential if you take the advice, if you open that door, if you walk in the path that is designed for you. You will reach your potential, full potential, if you learn to live a life of truth, honesty, and be kind and respect everybody. You will reach there. If you remove the secrets from your path, they weigh you down. They destroy you internally. They allow you to feel guilt, afraid, and you create your own resistance. Set yourself free. The secrets that you carry, and I don't care how hard it is necessary. You have to learn to forgive and let it go. And whatever has happened to you in the past, there's a way to correct it so you could see the light that you're supposed to see as opposed to living in the darkness. When you carry a secret for someone, for the family, for the company, a neighbor, anybody you choose to carry a secret for, you're doing yourself a great injustice. You've just put on the brakes on your vehicle that is supposed to carry you through life. And as you could imagine what it would be like trying to operate that vehicle while the brakes are on, you are restricted. We are designed to be limitless. We choose the path of difficulties. We swim upstream. We're supposed to allow the current to carry us downstream. This is what we're supposed to do. Seek the path of least resistance. Seek truth. Choose love. Don't hate. Don't be afraid. And if you take a close look at all of those, they come from fear and insecurity. And within time, it changes into anger. And now you've applied the brakes fully because you're too angry to see a way clear. Well, remove the camouflage. Remove the resistance. Remove the blockade that you've placed in front of you. Or maybe society did it for you. Regardless, figure out a way to remove it. If you don't know how, connect into your spirituality. The guides are there for you. They're not going to give you all the things that you think you need. They will give you all that you need. Not what you think, what you need. Your journey will change. Your outlook on life will change. Your circle will change. The social circle will change. All the things that you're running for in life will change. Because now you're on a path of least resistance. Now you're on a path that was designed by you, for you. Now you're connected to the great wave. And you will be delivered or guided to the place you're supposed to be. Welcome to the show. And I urge you to come with an empty cup so we could refill it with the goodness of spirituality. We could refill it with love. Your cup is already full and it has too much of the negative things in it or the wrong things for you. We have to empty it and start again. We're going to start by refilling that cup of all the goodness that you need. So welcome to the show. I welcome all my longtime listeners. I welcome all the new listeners. I welcome everybody from all around the world. To everyone who's listening and who can hear this, you are searching. You have found what you're looking for. If you are searching, you are curious because you understand that there's more to it than what you're doing. Your search has brought you here. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe the prayer that you've prayed is now being answered. You've been searching for the ocean, and now you're just about to step into it. You've been searching for truth, and now you're hearing it. You've been searching for wisdom. Now it's at your front door. You don't need to look for the key. Just open and go on in. Everything that you desire awaits you. I was meditating a long time ago, very long time ago. And in meditation, I got a message. And of course, the message came through to me in Sanskrit, and I didn't understand it. So I had to take it to the community that I thought would understand. And they did, and they was able to translate it for me. And it says, "You are my son. Listen to my wisdom. And I will teach you the way." I have it posted somewhere on the website there. You should see it. "You are my son. Listen to me, and I will teach you the way." My life has changed. My life has always been this way, but it was more enhanced when I understood the message. It was so refreshing to know that there is something out there reaching back when you reach out. This is why we speak of meditation. This is why I say allow yourself to open that and expose yourself to all that there is. to the universe and all that exists in the universe, which coincidentally also exists in you. Remove the lid from that jar and tap into the spirituality that exists, that is calling you, that you've designed for yourself, that you've opened the door to be exposed to, that you choose not to live in the aquarium, but you want to get out there and live in the ocean if you are a fish. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome home. So I had to tell you that story. It popped up in my head this week, and I remember it happened about 12 years ago. And the message from that I have on the webpage also says, "He am I." And that means I am you and you are me. We're all the same. We're all connected. We all belong to the same source. We've all come from the same place. We're all one. If you were to spread your hand and look at the fingers, even though they stand individually, if you take a closer look at them, they're connected to the same hand. Or all the bodies of the water is connected to the same land. We're all connected. And just because you stand over there and I sit over here, it doesn't mean we're separate. We're the same. We're all the same. And when the pie was divvied up, we all got equal portions. And what we choose to do with it is what has become to our lives, become of our lives. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Don't allow yourself to sift through this part of your existence. Your time here represents one grain of sand on the ocean. One grain of sand on the ocean. And the time is also as fast you come and you're gone, less than a second, if you compare it to the longevity of the earth being here. So you're that small, and your time is so limited and restricted. Don't you want to make the best of it? Don't you want to take all the goodness and experience it to the fullest? Or do you want to wake up day after day after day, repeating the same thing? Do you want to be that monkey that's on the wheel with the banana attached to his head in front of him, and he pedals really, really hard in trying to catch it, which is impossible? Because the harder he pedals, the faster he pushes the banana away from him. But he believes he's going to catch it one day. And of course, inevitably, he runs out of steam. He becomes an old monkey in a nursing home, waiting for his time to pass. Completely exhausted. He never, ever got to the point what he was trying to get to. Wake up, everybody. Look at your life. When are you planning to start the living? And we tell this story to ourselves all the time. When I retire, I'm going to do this. When I get that, I'm going to do this. When I get that house, that car, that job, I'm going to do this. And then you fall into it and you never get to it. And if you do, it's a matter of time before you leave it. And somebody else who's already in the midst of the race will pick it up and carry it. How many of you are sitting out there under this great umbrella of stress because of the load that you're carrying? Why not lay it down? Stop doing it. And I don't mean to get up and pull the plug on it tomorrow morning. I mean to get into your spirituality. And as you merge into it and understand it more and more, you'll realize that the work that you're putting in for something that you'll never accomplish or never appreciate or never enjoy has become your main focus. How much of the time that you've got on this planet are you willing to sacrifice to get that thing that's inevitably going to be someone else, someone else's? The last time you went on vacation, you sat on the beach and you saw this beautiful sight, ocean, mountains, whatever you may see, it's just to observe and then you leave it alone and you come home. Our life and our existence here is pretty much the same, but you have to live it. Tap into your spirituality and get the guidance. Get the path, because what we're all doing is we're running for something. We're the puppet that's been controlled by someone else or some entity and making us dance and do the move. And we give our life for that. at the end of the day, is it worth it? You've sacrificed every minute of your adulthood trying to accomplish something. And if someone was to ask you why, you'll say, well, you want to give it to the children and their legacy as I pass on. But what about their fight and their drive? What if they have no desire to pick up the baton where you've dropped it off? What if the new children that are on this planet, the indigo kids, children, has a desire to live? Live life, enjoy it. A lot of us are sitting out here with a disease or an illness or just sore joints, pain, because of the journey that we've taken. What if you change your mind and decide to swim downstream, let the current guide you into the ocean of life to all that there is, as opposed to trying to swim upstream, which has no top? There's no great point for you to reach. And if you do, you're bruised, you're broken, you're battered, you're old, you're miserable, you're angry. Go with the current, go with the flow. We're the only animals on this planet that seems to want to run out and get more and more and more and more. And when we get more, we store it and put it in storage and say we're leaving it for someone else or have it for a rainy day. Well, nature does provide, and I've said this on the show before, that the raccoons around my place, they look very healthy and they don't work. And the birds around where I live, they could fly to the tropical countries and enjoy 6 months. And they don't work. And I'm not telling you not to work. I'm simply saying, are you enjoying the run that you're doing? Are you enjoying the sacrifice that you're given? Are you satisfied with having to sit down every 5 minutes to take a rest? How many pills do you take just so you can live a normal day? How many? If you had a button to press and to reverse all that, would you honestly do it again? Most often the answer is yes, because that's all we know. But what if there is someone, there's something else? What if we could step away from all of that, create another life where you wake up when you want to, happy, without a pill to go to sleep and another one to wake you up and another one to keep you up during the day or the substance that we take on? What if you can energize yourself that you function every single day without having to use supplements? Wouldn't that be the path you want to be on, where you endure happiness, good health, a peaceful life, no fear, confidence in your abilities, and be happy among your social circle, to have everybody around you be happy with you? Would you choose that path? Or would you get up every morning at minus 23 degrees and drive to some job that is upsetting you because you have to pay a bill that is due? Which path would you choose? I say nature seeketh the path of least resistance, and so should we. This is what we need to do. Live life. And if you're not doing it now, when are you planning on doing it? When you were told, now we have to move into the nursing home or the old age home, or I'm too old to climb that hill, or my joints hurt so badly I can't go for a walk, or I have to lay still on this bed while somebody beats up my chest to get my heart going again. Which path would you choose? I'm sorry for the morbid delivery today, but it is reality. It's quite morbid, and you're not used to hearing that. We usually talk about happy things and cheery things. But it's my attempt to get you to take another look. Take another look. When you're laying in your bed at nighttime and you're too stressed out to fall asleep and you can't sleep and you're up all hours of the night, take a look. What if there was another way? Well, I'm here to tell you that there is another way. Seek the path of least resistance. The load that you're carrying is probably just to impress someone else, but nobody deserves to be impressed. You don't need to impress nobody. You need to live your life. And we live in a part of the society that talks about you're a great person if you've accomplished this much. And you're not if you didn't. And they're lazy. And they're not like you. and they're go-getters. But you've given your life, your energy, your strength, everything that you have, you've given it for what you now carry around. It's great. It's fantastic. You could sit in the big throne and enjoy the fruits of your labor. But now you're restricted as to how much time you can actually use to enjoy it. Where is the joy? Or where did you find the happiness? You've accomplished your dream or your goal and you feel that you're successful, whatever that means to you. What about life? Tap into your spirituality. Connect to those that guide you the best. Be free. Set yourself free. Be happy. That's what you deserve. Have we got any emails?
We do have a couple of emails. And again, folks, you are listening to The Barrington Show with Barrington. If you'd like to write in with a comment or a question, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And Josh did that this morning. He says, wow, it sounds very, very cold up there in Canada. I'm down here in Orlando, Florida, so I guess I can't complain. So that's Josh listening from Florida. Cindy writes in and says, I love, Barrington, when you said, enjoy the show today with an empty cup and be prepared to be filled. So that's from Cindy. And Kay writes in, and Kay wants to know, what exactly is Sanskrit? You said that that was what you thought of in a dream or a vision. I'm not exactly sure what that is. That's from Kay. And Tisha writes in and says, I love your thought process on the monkey on the wheel. You're right. Things go in circle and circle and circle. And what do we really get out of it? It's like chasing the wind. And that's from Tisha. And back to you.
Yes, the monkey on the wheel. Yes, you just go in a circle. And yes, you are running around like chasing your tail or chasing the wind. And inevitably, the wind is going to continually blow. It blew before you got here and will blow after you leave. So yeah, we're just running in circles, Tisha. And what we're trying to accomplish, I don't know if it's possible. You know, nature gives us the ability to create or get or accomplish everything we want, but not enough time to do it. And if we did, we're broken at the end of it. So do you lay down your life for this or do you just live the life? Let someone else do it, I guess. But yeah, we just chase our tails. And the monkey with the banana is an example of what we're doing. When we start working at 25 and we start pedaling all we can until we're 65 and it's not the same for everybody. But then during that 40 years of hard 8-hour a day work in minus 23 degrees, if that's where you are, you have to wonder if it's all worth it. And you're absolutely right. We're just running around and chasing the wind will not do anything for us because it's just a part of the existence here. And we don't have to participate in any of that. Sanskrit, okay, is a language. It's an East Indian language, and a lot of it comes from, it's very old, and I can't quote on how many different languages that are there. And it's like saying, you know, this was written in English. It was written in Sanskrit, which is a language, and you could learn it. I actually started a while ago. I just never finished it. I got too busy. But Sanskrit is a language, and I think there's 26,000. Please don't quote me on that. But yeah, the message that was given to me by my friend Smiley in my meditation was to say that I am his son, and all I have to do is follow his guidance, and he's with me every single day. And I'll tell you something. You have no idea the joy you feel knowing that there's someone there to guide you, someone there to tell you, to alert you of the danger or where the pleasure may be, or to get the proper rest and take care of your body and give you the hints as to what's going on. It is the greatest feeling when you make that spiritual connection. And we talk about this all the time through meditation. If you want to do yoga, if you just want to keep spirituality in your mind as a regular read stuff, you go on the computer, you'll find I think it's called Gaia, and a lot of it, they talk about spirituality. The whole idea behind anything that you're trying to accomplish is to keep your mind there long enough, and it will change the way you see things. Keep your mind there. Meditation is a direct route. It's the airplane flight from here to another country. It's direct, and you'll get there very fast. But just keep your mind present on spirituality, and you will see the changes occurring in your life, and people around you will notice it, and you will be a happier person. One of the things you'll notice right off the jump is your level of confidence that comes with you. The ability to know that I could do that. I've got this. The strength you feel within. The things that you're feeling insecure about, all of a sudden you'll find them unnecessary. And the fear that was chasing you, turn around and confront it, and you'll see that it's nothing but the thoughts that you carry. Confront the fear. Release the secret. Release the resistance. Take your foot off the brakes and just flow. Go with the flow. Go with the current. Carry your way through life. So that's it. And I understand. I explained the Sanskrit. I hope the explanation is good enough for you. You could look it up. And there's many different languages. It's actually quite beautiful. When it was transferred, or when English was made up from all of that, some of the words were not able to be translated. There's just, like, for example, there's no English word for that word, so there's no way to translate it into English. But it's said that through meditation and all the ancient spiritual guides and all these things, that's sort of the language that they would speak at that time. So when we do philosophy in school, they recommend you study Sanskrit and learn it, because you'll get the full meal. You'll get the full meal, as opposed to what we have here in English and other languages, and we miss the dessert. That's what it is. When I say empty your cup, Cindy, you appreciate it. And I hope a lot of people can relate to it. Your cup is filled up with rocks right now. And if you're trying to put in there, I'm not suggesting it's full up with rocks, but filled up with something else. And if you could put something of great value to you in the cup, you need to remove the rocks. You need to remove the negativity. You need to remove the things that's restricting you, and understand that you're limitless. So the ideas that was given to you by your culture, religion, group, corner, store, everything is now stored in your cup. And that's how you're living your life, based on what you have. So in order to change the life, you have to empty out some of what you're carrying. As an example, if I wanted to be the priest, I got to stop hanging out with the gunslingers, I think. If I want to be the health guru, I got to walk away from the smoking. If I want to be, the awesome, you have to give up something. You have to make room in your cup. And I would recommend you get rid of the rocks, or the razor blade, or the drugs, or whatever it is that's not serving you. Get rid of it. A lot of the times it's the negativity, and your cup is probably filled with fear. And you need to be able to remove that so you could replace it with something else. The best way I know to get rid of a bad habit is to replace it with a better one. So you have that bad habit. If you do, just replace it. The same amount of time you're spending on that bad habit, replace it with something that's a little bit more productive, that's going to make you happier. The time that you spend on the couch watching TV, for example, what if you replace that time with exercise? You see how that could be beneficial for you. What if the time you spend eating junk food, you replace it by creating a great meal, healthy meal, plant-based meal? See how that would benefit for you. So the example of emptying out the cup is just simply taking out what's in it that's not serving you, and replace it with something that'll make you smile, make you happier, make you healthier, make you stronger, make you faster. Happiness does make you healthier. And if you're thinking you're healthy, you are. And of course, the opposite falls true. If you're thinking you're not healthy, chances are you're not. So what changed, or what needs to be changed, is just the thought. Empty out your cup. What I say a lot on this show, the more you take from others, the less you have. And I'm going to break that down and explain it to you. The more you take, the less you have. So your cup is given to you and it's filled with something great. And then you go ahead and take something from somebody else and put it into your cup. You've spilled out some of your greatness. And the more you take and put it into the cup, the more you spill out some of your greatness until you're filled up with somebody else's bad attitude or bad idea or even your own, and you forget how to live. You might want to change that attitude or change that idea or change that habit by replacing it with a better one. If there's something in you right now that you're not satisfied with, identify it, write it down, see what it is, zero in on it. And when you find it, you said, okay, I devote this much time to that. I want to do this thing. Remember now, it just doesn't jump out of you. I heard somewhere it takes 27 days or something like that to break a habit or to create a new one. So give yourself some time. And it's one step at a time. And if you try today, tomorrow you're not feeling it, okay, wait the next day, then do it again. And if you're not feeling it the next day, you do it again. What will happen in a very long time? You'll know that you're, let's say if we're talking about exercise, then you'll notice that you're doing more exercise now than you ever did, or you haven't in a very long time, or haven't done in a very long time. So the habit is not just going to rip itself out of you because it's attached to you mentally. It's attached to you, the smoking habit, the drinking habit, the drugs, whatever the habit may be, punching people, I don't know. But you have to slowly allow it to fall away from you by introducing something new. Create a new habit and you will get to where you want to go. Josh, thank you very much. Yeah, man, it's really cold up here, but it is what it is. I've been at it for many years. I try not to complain about it, and the complaint doesn't make, actually the complaint makes it worse. But Florida sounds like a great place. We enjoy our country, and I'm sure you do. And because we go through this deep freeze for maybe 3-4 months of the year, 3.5, we kind of appreciate the warmer days when they get here. And we don't complain much about the cold because it doesn't help the situation. But yeah, it does get cold up here. And wherever you are in the world, if you're hot or cold, enjoy it. Appreciate it. Enjoy life. Appreciate life. That's what I need to say. You're talking to Barrington on, you're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. Thank you for joining in. I have a book, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It opens the door for you to show you what direction to go to accomplish what you want to accomplish. If you've been searching, which I think you are because you're hearing this, and this is an answer to the prayers or the search, there's a lot more out there. And I said it earlier today that the best thing you could do for yourself is acknowledge the fact that there is a guide out there. And it's not the preacher man, it's not the minister, it's not the pope, it's not even our president, prime minister, we don't have a president. What it is your own ability to connect to what is yours. You tap into your own source. You walk down to the river and you scoop up your own cup of whatever you want, or the ocean. It's your cup. You get a choice to choose. You choose it. Nobody is permitted to take your information and then from someone else and pass it on to you. I was always amazed when I went to church and they say, God said, or they, you know, whatever they say. Well, why isn't he telling me? Well, if he is, I'm going to tap into my spirituality, and I'm going to find that, and I'm going to get that message direct. So we're not playing broken telephone. Because it seems like a lot of what you're telling me that he has said for you to tell me seems I'm serving you and giving you a lot of money for you to deliver a message to me, which is available by my own means. If I were to meditate, if I were to tap into the sources, if I were to connect to spirituality. Have we got anything else here?
We have a couple of emails here. Amanda wrote in and she said, it's so deep what you're talking about today about wanting something, yet everything that we have on this earth, we leave. And why is it that we always need to keep up with the Joneses, especially in today's world with electronics? That's from Amanda. And you answered Robin's question, wanting to know about the book. And Robin, of course, Barrington will let everyone know one more time before the end of the show where you can purchase that book if you're interested. So thank you for that, Robin. Mark wrote in, he is a brand new listener from New York City enjoying the show. That's from Mark. And Priscilla wanted to thank you for the Sanskrit definition. She had the same question as your other emailer. She was not sure exactly what it was, but you defined it beautifully. And let's see, the last one here. Baker writes in and he says, besides your own book, are there any other books that you could recommend as well? And just before we go back to you, folks, if you're just tuning in, I see you are a lot of new listeners tuning in. You are listening to The Barrington Show. If you'd like to write in right now, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Okay, thank you. I just saw a note here on my desk, and it talked about Kay's email. She was asking about the monkey in Soot chasing his tail, and I forgot to mention that it's all for nothing. That's what I wanted to add to it. It's all for nothing other than making, you know, stroking your ego. And if you don't have that big ego that needs to be stroked, then you don't have to run around and chase that monkey or chase your tail. The books that I could recommend, there's a lot of great reading. A lot of the books I bought was when I was in school. We had a library in the school and we imported a lot of books from India, which is a very spiritual place, some parts of it. And there's tons of books out there that I would feel uncomfortable with talking about on the radio. However, if you are into this and you want to see more or learn more, then you can always tap into spiritual books or go online and just read on it. Just bring yourself into that box so you can absorb all that there is so you get from it. So there are a lot of books out there. If you're really curious, send me an email and I could give you some answers to them. I'm not in the mood to promote anybody else's books right now because I don't have their permission. It's just the way life works. So happy reading. I hope you enjoy it. And do read. A lot of the information that we hear, we forget about it shortly after we hear it. But if we read it, it sticks to us for a very long time. And it's hard, tangible material that you could use tomorrow and all the tomorrows to come. So yeah, reading is an amazing thing for you. I don't know if you're a reader, but if you are, and if you talk to a lot of readers, you just fall into it. It's more entertaining to me than the best movies I've ever seen. This is why I choose not to watch television, because I stimulate a different part of the brain when I pick up a book, and it's a real satisfying thing. The Sanskrit answer, good. I'm glad it's working for you. It's it's a good language, and also the Swahili as well, and it's also the language I hear that that's the original language of Sanskrit, and I'm not sure. Please don't quote me on it. If you've got a great idea, let me know about it. But it's out there, and if you want to study it, it's beautiful. And like I said, when it was transferred into English for us, the language, some of the words were not, you couldn't transfer them. You know, there's not a word that described that, so some of it was left out. Read on it. Excellent stuff. And there are teachers online, actually, who's willing to teach it to you. My friend from school, she set up her own school to teach Sanskrit. And that's where I started, but I didn't follow through. But it's a beautiful language if you're interested. And you'll get the words that the true language. So if you're going to be a prayer, are you going to talk to the spirits? Are you going to talk to the guides? That would be a great language to speak to them in, because the words that you're able to use, they don't exist in English. And it's funny because I do believe the spirits don't understand a lot of the languages that we have here. A lot of it is done by symbolism. They show you things, you know, they show you a symbol, like, a circle with a red line going through it, which means danger, and you will run away from it. Or they give you the stories into something that you can relate to. They give you the answers in things that you could relate to. But, you know, if you say to them, send me some money, they'll say, huh? And they scratch their head if they have one. And they don't truly understand. But if you get close and get to understand, they will understand you, because that's their reason. You're listening to me in English. And if you're in some part of the world where you speak another language, the symbols that will come to you will be relative to what you know. They're not going to try to speak Japanese to you, as an example, if you don't speak that language. So they're always going to be your friend and try to guide you. That's their job. And you just have to hang out with them long enough to be able to understand the language or the symbols or whatever it is that they're trying to teach you, because that's what they want to do. Mark from New York, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining in. We talk about some deep stuff at times. We get really deep, and I have on occasions just rant about certain things. But the idea behind our show is to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, for you to see options of life, and you're not stuck anywhere ever. You have the ability to change your path. You have the ability, Mark and everyone else, to empty the cup, refill it, and start again. That's the whole idea behind it. So we're talking about raising you to a higher level of consciousness. If you've never heard of the show before, we try to get you involved. We try to get you up, get you lifted, give you something to think on, give you something to think about. Try to show you that there's an option for you. You don't necessarily have to take the path that was designed for you. And I'd like to say, and I said it earlier, that nobody is going to get the message to give to you. Nobody's going to rescue you. If you're praying and you believe that God's going to answer the prayer, well, it works this way. He will react when you make a move. So sit in your chair and pray for wealth to come. It won't happen unless you have an ulterior motive. But if you get up and take the steps toward it, he'll turn on the light for you so you could see. If you want to be the manager or the CEO or the big dog or whatever it is, you want to be on the top shelf, you could pray for it, but you have to take a step towards it. And you can pray until the cows come home, if they do that still. But you have to take a step towards it. So once you find the desire, the goal that you hope to reach, take a step towards it, and as you're in motion towards it, you say a whole bunch of prayers, and you will get there, because the prayers is just a reminder for you to continue on your path. The guidance is to keep you on the path so you don't fall off and land up in the ditch upside down. No one is coming to rescue you. I said that last week. I said the example is, if you're out in the ocean somewhere, you see the giant fin coming towards you, you better swim as fast as you possibly can, because that giant fin is not coming by to offer you a ride or rescue you or take you anywhere. That giant fin, I think, is coming to look for lunch. You can pray all you want, and I encourage those to pray. I don't, because if you're praying, some of the prayers may land on me. You know, I say to the minister all the time, how come you didn't pray for COVID to go away? Are you trying to tell me your prayer doesn't work? How come you didn't pray for everybody to be fed? Why don't you pray for everybody to be happy and healthy? What is your prayer doing? Is it just lining your pockets? Is that the plan? Because if it was that effective and you're that connected and you are talking to God, so you say on the TV every Sunday, well, tell him we're suffering from COVID and have him to take it away. And then you could prove to the world that you're praying to some entity other than your own pocket. Sorry about that. And a lot of people won't like hearing that, but it is what it is. So we've talked about the book. We've answered all the questions. Why do we need to keep up with the Joneses? Well, that's a tough one. Because we think so let me say this before I start answering your question. When you watch what I call the television, it makes you feel bad about yourself, because, you know, you're 30 years old. You see somebody out there who's 20. They've accomplished this much. You feel worthless. You feel as if you haven't done anything. The television puts you down by feeding you the negativity. And, you know, they try to lift you back up by saying, if you buy a toupee, you'll have a whole bunch of young girls running around. That's BS. But staying focused, what I'm trying to say is we're trying to keep up with the Joneses because we've been told by society that's how to be, how to live. You should have the nice car in the nice neighborhood, the big house, you know, the bling. and we give our lives in trying to accomplish it. We are keeping up with the Joneses because we're not very comfortable or confident within ourselves. If we love ourselves and we feel pretty on the inside, where it talks about our attitude, where it talks about our level of confidence, then we don't need to keep up with the Joneses. We don't need to be, showing anybody anything. You just do it for you. And you feel that greatness within your heart, and that your effort that you've put out to accomplish whatever it is that you, your success goals are, you will have no need to keep up with the Joneses. But they flash it on television all the time. I used to see the lifestyle of the rich and famous and wondered what was wrong with me. Well, I'll tell you something. There's nothing wrong with me. And you'll never hear this again, but I am perfect because I am the only Barrington. So who would I compare myself to? I am the perfect one that you know, and so are you. The Tom and the Dick and the Harry and the Bessie Sue. You are absolutely perfect because you are an entity in itself. Connected to the rest of us, yes. But if you stop comparing yourselves to other people, you'll feel great about you. You'll appreciate you. You will love you. You'll be strong, big and tall with inside of you. But when you watch that negative thing on TV's saying you're not as good as that person, we tend to believe it. So that's why I call it the tell lie vision, because it makes you feel bad about yourself, makes you feel as if you haven't accomplished as much as you needed to. And we give our lives to accomplish what we want because we're keeping up with the Joneses, and that's why we do it. There's a story, and I've said this on the radio before, in India about this guy who catches monkeys. And what he does, he gets a pot and he buries it into the ground with a very small opening in the mouth of it. And he'll cut up the fruits and he'll throw them in the pot and bury the biggest part of the pot in the sand. And only the mouth of the pot will be exposed. And of course, the heat hits it and makes this great smell from the fruit. The monkeys will come out of the bush and smell it, and they'll stick their paw into it, monkey hands, and try to pull it out because they made a fist with their goodies and they're holding on to it, and they'll try to pull it, try to pull, and they won't let it go. They just won't let it go because the goodness is so reachable. It's right there. And of course, that man who set the trap will put a bag over that monkey and take him away. That poor monkey has lost his life, his freedom, maybe his family if he has one, for what he was holding on to. And all he had to do is release it, and he would be free. He just had to release it, and he would have been free. But he went for it, he got caught, and now his freedom is taken away. I don't know where he's going from that moment, but I know he's no longer free. Who is the monkey? What are we holding on to? And why? What purpose does it serve us to sacrifice our entire life to hold on to something that you won't live long enough to enjoy? Or to keep up with the Joneses? Who is the monkey? Now, that's the story. You have to figure it out. You've sacrificed your second on this planet just to have that glimmer for a minute. Are you not comfortable within yourself enough to understand that you don't need to be the next person? I see people on television all the time imitating others, dressed up as some other person, and they imitate, like the Michael Jackson. I see them all the time. They're imitating that person. What about you? Who are you imitating? And where are you while you're pretending to be someone else? Because I'll tell you, the greatest day that you have in your life is better than being yourself is the greatest day. Being yourself is the greatest day. And if you go out there to imitate somebody else, even though you feel fantastic, you're doing yourself a great injustice because you've just allowed yourself to go further down. You don't feel worthy. You don't feel as if you're good enough. And that's what we're trying to stop. Wake up, everybody. Just wake up. Take a good look at what you're doing. Are you holding on to that thing just so you could feel important? But there's got to be another method. You can feel important within yourself. Empty out the cup. Fill it up with goodness, greatness, love. Build the confidence from within. Reduce the fear. Get rid of the anger. And you'll feel fantastic. You still want to be entertained, but you don't have to sacrifice your life of pretending to be somebody else. Your time on earth is limited. your time on earth is limited. We're educated by the time we're mid-20s and we work like a donkey until we're in our late 60s. And then we're too tired. Our feet sore. We've got some diseases. We're too tired to enjoy it. Even though we've been telling our lie the whole time, saying, when I get there, boy, it's going to be great. When you get there, you'll be too freaking tired to enjoy it. Sure, it's going to be great for the person you pass it on to. But what about them and doing their own fight? Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Allow yourself to accomplish what you need to survive. I walk around the house when my kids were younger and sing a song that says you can always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. Sorry, my bad. You can't always get what you want, but you will always get what you need. You can't always get what you want. And I had my kids singing it all the time. And now they're old enough to understand where I was coming from. You can't always get what you want, but you will always get what you need. And what you need is to live your life. What you need is to enjoy life, enjoy the existence, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy being here, enjoy being happy, enjoy your family. You can always get what you want, need. I'm going to have to learn to do that one day. You can always get what you need. Because nature provides. Nature provides. And I don't know anywhere in that provision that they say you need a $10 million house. They say you need a home. I don't know that you need that thing. But if you want it to pat your ego, to keep up with the Joneses, good luck, Godspeed, go for it. But remember that you're giving up your freedom. How many of us are carrying this heavy mortgage and pay for the house two or three or four times? Just so we could feel important, live in a neighborhood and sit in our front porch and have a cocktail. What are we sacrificing? Empty out the cup. And it's not by tearing it down. Create something new. Create something new. Learn something new. And you will learn that spirituality will guide you towards a simpler way of life. And you can enjoy life. You'll see the beauty in life. You'll see things you haven't noticed. They built a bridge across the highway where I live. And about 2 years, I'm driving down the road and said, when did they put that bridge there? I didn't even see them putting the bridge up. That's how far my mind was gone into doing something completely different. How many times do you go around the neighborhood and see something and you wonder, where did this come from and when did it get there? Well, it means that we're too busy. We're not focused. We're not looking at what's important. We're not enjoying life. We're missing things. And we're sacrificing every second that we spend here in trying to keep up with the Joneses. Wrong. Anything else?
Just a couple really quick here. Dorothy wrote in and she says, I like what you say about God. We listen to the preachers who always say, the Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says. Well, why doesn't God tell us directly? That's Dorothy. Betty wrote in and said, very enlightening and entertaining show today. Thank you for the wisdom. And last email here, Vic says, thanks for the positive thoughts today. I will go about my day today feeling a lot better than I did this morning. And that's from Vic. Thank you very much. Back to you.
Victor, positivity is what we talk about. Going about your day and feeling fantastic is good. That's what we try to deliver. And I love hearing that stuff. It means that the message is being received. Hang in there, buddy. Catch our show the next time. Be a part of everything and keep your mind in a positive light. Keep your mind in a positive light. If you've got hate inside of you there somewhere, anybody, remove it. It's not serving you at all. Betty, the wisdom is not mine. It was given to me. I meditate a lot and it comes to me and I pass it on to you. Sometimes they tell me things pop up in front of me and I figure I could pass it on. What I'm doing is delivering a message. And I hope that everybody will receive it and step towards a better way of looking at life. So the wisdom is not mine. It's out there. The wisdom and the guidance and everything, it's out there. You could tap into it and it'll be yours. Dorothy. Yes, the preacher is always saying, or the minister, or the Pope, God, the Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says. I always say to them, and I had this conversation this week, what if it's not true? And you've given your entire life to following that part that doesn't lead anywhere. I've been told since I was a little boy that they're going to come back one day and make everything great and take us up into the sky. And I got older and realized, whereabouts in the sky and how do we get there? What do I wear? Is it a physical body or a spiritual body? Anyway, the point is, I find that it's not really as they're saying. And yes, Yes, Dorothy, God is trying to speak to you directly. That's what they're doing. All that there is, the spiritual world, the angels, everything, they are trying to talk to you directly. It's a matter of turning those ears on and be exposed to the wisdom that's being offered to you. Your guides are there to guide you and take care of you and protect you. And this is how it is. The way you, if you had a child, would do first years of the child's life. Unfortunately, we also teach them our bad habits and we lie to them. We make them who they are when they become adults by what we've told them. So let's say we change our minds now, put it on a path that's going to be beneficial for them, and don't feed them our BS. That's impossible because, you know, your actions is actually teaching them a lot more than your words are, and they're going to learn. So if you do want to learn, you do want to teach them, correct the actions and give them the path of righteousness as they deserve. If you remember when your children were younger, they would identify themselves in the third person by saying, oh, Barry's hungry. You know, Barrington's hungry. Barrington wants to go to sleep because they haven't fully accepted the BS that we're trying to feed them yet. And eventually they accept that name and take it on because we constantly push it on them. They're not really dumb. They're very, very, very smart. We just bend them to accommodate us, which is wrong. I'm talking about the children. So yeah, that's it, Dorothy. He is trying to communicate with us. That's the whole thing. We talk about spirituality. It exists everywhere in the world. So wherever you are today listening to this show, anywhere you are in the world, you are exposed to the same entity that exists, and it's the God that we talk about. All that there is are the great wave. It's available to you. You just need to go out and empty out that cup. Just empty it out. Get rid of the things that are not serving you and refill it with something of greater value than you have. And then you're well on your way. Seek spirituality. Seek a lighter path. Seek love. Get rid of the hate, the anger, the frustration. Get rid of trying to keep up with the guy next door, the person next door. If you're being told that you're not good enough, well, stop that person from telling you that. Stop it. Stop it. Because every time you hear it, you act accordingly. If you tell your children they're dumb, they will act that way because that's what you expect. They expect you. They think you expect of them. If you tell them that they're great, they will act accordingly. So why not tell them? Show them. Show them. If you tell them that they're dumb, they'll act accordingly. And that's a wrong thing to do because you are in the process of making them better people. You're in the process of building them up. You're in the process of giving them courage, strength. You're preparing them for battle. And then you want to throw these words in there like cutting off their legs and saying, okay, go fight. No, you have to build them up with positivity and strength. But in order to deliver that, you must have it. So you can't give me what you don't have. So why don't we just take a step back and learn to be positive role models. Lead by example. Show them what you want them to do. Please don't tell them because the kids don't listen to you anyways and they don't hear you, they watch you. And your action speaks greater volume than your words. So they're watching what you're doing. And don't tell them not to do what you do, do what you say, because that is ridiculous. They learn by actions, and action speaks greater volume than words. So stand up straight, stand up tall, hold your head up, live a good life, and then you're demonstrating that quality with your children. If it's to work hard or to be productive or to love thy neighbor, take care of everybody. That's what it's going to do. So we're coming to an end. Looks like we've got a couple of minutes left. We thank you. I thank you for joining us. Remember, you could pick up the Barrington Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose from Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. That's our show. Thank you for being a part of us. Join us next week. We talk about the same thing. Have a good week. Stay warm, stay safe, and enjoy. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.